Blog Talk Radio.
Father, hallelujah, Father, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're an amazing God. You are awesome in all your ways. You are mighty. You are holy. You are the King of kings. You are the Almighty God. We're trusting in you like never before. Oh, God, you have proven yourself over and over through hurricanes, through storms. Oh, God, through trials, through tribulations. Oh, God, through sickness, through disease, you have healed. Oh, God, by your stripes, we are healed in the name of Jesus. And, Father, you are a God of your word. You never go back on your word. Your word is yea and amen. You are steadfast and unmovable. Teach us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in your work. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you honor. You're an honorable God. You are a trustworthy God. You are faithful. Oh, God, you are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. We thank you, Lord God, for healing our bodies. You are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. We thank you for giving us peace, 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 that kind of peace that passes all human understanding. In the name of Jesus, Father, as we pray for the children today, as we open our mouths, pray through us. We thank you for the children all over. We thank God for the Bible, that basic instructions that we need before we leave the earth. We definitely cannot, oh my God, we cannot do without you, Lord. We are grateful that you have made a way of escape for us, and we are safe morning, noon, and night. We thank you that you gave us a secret place with you, so we can dwell under your shadow, Almighty. We thank you for length of days and long life. We thank you for satisfying us and our children with long life. We thank you for us teaching the children about your word, teaching the children from Genesis to Revelation of who you are. So today we honor your presence. We thank you that as we open our mouths, you will pray through us today, Lord God, because, Father, we don't know how to pray as we should, but we pray. Accept your fervent prayers according to your will, your plan, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Father Fanny, can you sing a song of praise? And then Vivian, can you sing after Mother Fanny?
Yes.
Okay. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, bless you. You are to be praised. Let us praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Oh, praise him. Jesus, oh, bless you. You are to be praised. Praise him. Oh, praise him. Praise him. Lord, let us praise him. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Blessed Savior, you're worthy to be praised. Amen.
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 In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts amended, in the presence of the King, in the presence
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you all so much for those awesome, excellent songs of praise unto our God. He's worthy of all the praise, the honor, the glory, the thanksgiving. So I'm going to ask Mother Fanny, can you pray for order in the homes of our children? Order.
Say that again.
Can you pray for order, O-R-D-E-R, order in the homes of the children?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, God, take control of the water that's spread all over the world in people's yard, Lord. Lord, they need to release. Oh, God, we just dry it up in the name of Jesus. Lord, you got the power to do anything but fail. You can move mountains because you is holy and you is righteous. You is Jesus, and you will do it for us. And we pray and trust in you and believe that it will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, God, that you will lift them up and make a way for them out of no way for them to come to safety from all the water that they're on in the earth. They need your mercy. They need your kindness. They need your care right now, Jesus. So, Father, make a way for them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Vivian, could you pray for parents not to lean on their own understanding in training their children, but to lean on God?
Praise God. Praise God. Father God, we are bringing the parent before you, Lord God. Father God, all those that have children, and Lord, starting at an early age, God, we pray in today, God, that they will, oh God, learn to train their children at an early age, oh God. Father God, the things of you, all about you, Lord God, so that they will know in which direction to go, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are lifting up parents everywhere, God, that they will train their children not according to their flesh, but according to the word of God. Hallelujah. God, you have laid a pattern. Yes, and that, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that pattern they will desire to carry out your truth concerning their children so their children will be healthy, wealthy, and wise when they follow the patterns, oh God, that you have set for children to do, how to be obedient, how to work and not be slothful, how to do certain things, God, that they will teach their children the word. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they will teach their children, God. Oh, Father, God, how to eat the good of the land, God. Oh, God, how to eat your word, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, if we plan the way you do it, God, our children will be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So, Lord, we lift up parents everywhere. Oh, God, even those, oh, God, that haven't brought forth the child yet, the child still in the womb, they will be talking to it, God. And, oh, God, speaking over it, God, before it gets here, words of wisdom and knowledge, oh, God, and telling this child what it's going to be according to your word, oh, God. Oh, God, that they shall come forth, oh, God, and be mighty warriors. And, oh, God, oh, Father, God, have the fruits of the Spirit, God. Father, God, oh, Father, God, telling others about your goodness, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help our parent, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, to be, God, what you have called a parent to be, a father first and then a mother, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that they will have healthy homes, oh, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. All chaos then every time the devil try to bring something in because they have been in your word, God. They have partaken of this word, oh, God. They have ate and drank of it, oh, God. And, Lord, the enemy have to run. Hallelujah. Praise God. No weapon formed against them, God, shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. So I am lifting up the parents. Oh, Father God, in your name, by your precious blood that you will spill for every child, God, or in the name of Jesus, that they don't beat them, oh, God, unmercifully, oh, God, but knows how to chastise them according to your word, God. Everything, let it be done, God. Oh, God, oh, God, not of themselves, but according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for single parents to trust you to help them to be parents of excellence, Lord. So I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that your way is excellent. In the name of Jesus, that everything, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and your word is excellence, oh God. You're an excellent God. You created the whole earth, everything in it, a garden. Before you put people in it, you made sure that we have provision, water, food, shelter, everything that we need is supplied by you. And so, Father, we are thanking you today in the name of Jesus for all that you're doing for every single parent. And, Lord, many single parents are struggling because they're the only parent. Some of them lost their mate, their husband, the father of their children, and they're on their own. Some of them have never been married, and they're on their own. So, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus for single mothers and single fathers as they raise their children, that they will consult you, the Most High God, how you want each child to be raised, how you want each child to be trained, because children are different. In the name of Jesus, help the parents to nurture their children so that their children will feel loved, cared for. They will teach the children how to be kind and considerate. They will teach the children that you are the only true and living God. They will start teaching them in the morning when they get up about you, the Most High God. They will teach them how to pray, how to read the word, how to study the word, how to live the word in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, many children have questions about you. And I thank you that they will be taught to consult you, the Most High God, because you have all the answers for our children. Help the parents to train the children at every stage of their lives, from when they're in the womb, to pray over them while they're growing up, to pray over them as they go into their teen years, to help them to understand the changes in their bodies, oh God. And I thank you, Lord God, for single parents. Oh, God, being parents of excellence, training the children on a daily basis, oh, God. I thank you for them even having curfews. So when their children go out, they will give them a time. You've got to be back at this time. And if the children are back, they will give them rewards to encourage them like you do. You load us up with benefits every day. You give us rewards. Even in Deuteronomy 28, oh, God, we have blessing after blessing after blessing. So, Father, we break the rules. As the children break the rules, we have curses that will come upon us. So we thank you for parents teaching them with the spirit of excellence. In Jesus' name, amen. Good afternoon, Sister Nett. Thank you for joining us. Would you pray for our children, Sister Nett, to be taught manners at home and at school? Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for this privilege and opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for your many, many blessings upon us this day. And we thank you for allowing us to touch and agree and to gather in your name. And, Father, as we pray for children to be taught manners at home and at school, Lord God, Father, in this present day, Lord, there's so many pressures that are up against the parents, Lord God. But, Father, we pray that you would help them with their time management so that they'll not just allow the children to say and do anything, but that they would take the time to teach them, Father, in the name of Jesus, even as you tell us to do, Father. You said, when they're young, to train them and teach them. So, Father, we pray that they would find ways to seize the opportunities to teach the children in the name of Jesus. We pray also that as they are being taught manners, Lord God, that they would teach them, Lord God, manners in terms of even voice control and making up their beds and doing whatever they need to do, being thankful, Father, and grateful, Father. We just ask you to bless the families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, as they are taught your word, Father, we thank you that the word would have free course in their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, even the courtesy words, Lord God, even acts of courtesy, Father, that at this point so many people will not do. But, God, we pray that there be a new awakening in America, Lord God, and throughout the world of courteous acts, Father, that manners can be displayed in many, many ways. So we ask you, Lord God, even at school, Father, that the teachers would have the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to reach the children, Father, even at home, because they have different personalities. And, Father, that the parents and the teachers would know how to deal with them, to reach them, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Father, that words such as please, thank you, excuse me, I'm sorry, I apologize, Father, that those words would come back into existence, Lord God. And, Father, that it would not be try to be displayed as a weakness or something that you should not do. You should never apologize. But, God, we pray that manners, Father, that season, Lord God, of manners and courtesy would rise up in America and throughout the world like never before. We just pray that you give the parents the stamina, Lord God, to just hang in there, Father, to be diligent, Lord God, and not just give up when they're tired, Lord. We just ask you, Father, to give them the strength and the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, oh God, to teach the children in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, and we ask a special blessing on teachers everywhere. God, it's so many teachers that have had an impact on children's lives, and even the teachers don't even realize it. And we thank you for those teachers, and we pray that many, many more would be prevalent in this time and day. Father, we need the good old-fashioned teachers, Lord God, that care about the children, that is not just an occupation. So we pray your blessings upon the teachers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, and we ask that you hold them to their calling. That's what they were called to do, and we pray that they'll walk in their calling, their purpose, and their destiny. Bless them, oh God, in Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Mother Fanny?
Uh-huh.
Can you pray for children who run away from home? Protection.
Uh-huh. Heavenly Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, I ask you, please, take control of children who run away from home, dear Father. Have mercy upon them that they will not go astray. That you will lead them and guide them the way they should go and not run away from home and do the thing they're supposed to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive them for that, Father. Help them not do these wrongful things that they do in the name of Jesus. Ever lead them and guide them the right way to go. Teach them and learn them and tell them what to do and tell them what not to do. Hold them in the palm of your hand and not let go of them not one minute, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lead them and guide them a true way to go. And as they're trying to go to school, I know a lot of them trying to go to school and with all the water standing every which way, it's hard for them. I pray you'll make a way out of no way for them to get through it, and they won't catch no kind of sickness or something in the water or waiting in it, trying to go and do what they have to do in the name of Jesus. I know you can fix anything and everything, and you can make a way out of no way. because you is the way, the truth, and the light. No man can come to Jesus. The Father, we got to come through by Jesus to get to the Father. And that's what we got to do. And we got to believe in him, and we got to trust in him. And he will never leave us, never forsake us. He will be with us all time in the name of Jesus. He'll be with us when we don't even know he's with us in the name of Jesus. He'll make Satan bag off of us in the name of Jesus. He will take care of us, and he will lead us and guide us, and he will lead us and guide our children and tell us be obedient, but not disobedient. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to keep them covered in the blood of Jesus. Help them to not turn back and do the thing they're supposed to do. And they will hear what Jesus said to them, and they will take it in, and they will do as he said do. And he will fix that. He will make a way out of no way for us. When they got to listen and hear and understand what he is saying, say it to them in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to have mercy upon them and save our little children in the name of Jesus. Lord, don't leave them alone, because they need you in this whole world. They cannot make it without you in the name of Jesus. Keep them covered in the blood, because nothing but the blood of Jesus is going to save them. Cover them, and take care of them, and bless them, and show them, and talk to them, and they will obey, and they will do right, and they will not follow Satan. They will follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he will take them all the way, and he will never leave them. A beautiful circle. Hold me in the palm of your hand, God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray you each and every one of them all over this world, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother
Sandra.
This is Vivian. Pray for our children to stop texting, stop playing games on their cell phones while they're walking down the street. Pay attention to their environment.
Father God, I'm lifting up all these young people, oh God, that has all kind of phones, all kind of tablets, whatever the instrument they may have, Lord, that they will stop the texting while they're walking, while they're driving, oh God, and wait till they come to a standstill or wait till they get home. Oh, Father God, whatever they have to do, Father God, to keep from causing incidents, accidents. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying, Lord God. Lord God, that cursing the spirit of death off of them because they're not listening, but just got their head down in that cell phone. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm praying, oh God, Father, yes, Lord, that our children will hear, oh God. Oh, Father God, hear instructions when we tell them don't do it, God. Oh, God, that they are putting themselves in danger. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are praying, oh God, Father God, they will recognize, oh God, Father God, the danger they putting themselves in. Father God and Lord, Father God, they will want to hear and obey. Be obedient, oh God, into your word, oh God. You said obey. You tell us to obey. Tell children to obey. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, God. Father, we are praying, oh God. Oh, God, that our children be more noticeable of what they are doing, Father God, that they just don't keep on want to have it their way, God. But, God, it's your way, God. Your way and your way only, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are bringing them before you, God, that they will hear instructions and follow after them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our children to be taught to listen and to follow instructions, Lord God. They have to follow instructions everywhere they go. And so some of them sometimes are distracted. They don't hear when they're told what to do. Oh, God, they may be told to make up their bed. They may be told to write their heading on their paper at school. they may be told to wait before the wait for the timer before they start a test. Whatever the instructions may be, we pray that our children will listen while they're young and follow those instructions, Lord God. Solomon told his son, he said, "Son, listen to your father's instructions and don't despise your mother when she is old." So Solomon kept telling his children all the time, listen, listen, listen to your father, listen to your father, pay attention to your mother. So we pray the same thing for our children, that they would not tune their parents out, that when their parents give them instructions, they will have them stand still and look them in the eye and say, this is what I want you to do. Go in your room, look in your drawer on the right-hand side, and get your white socks out, whatever it is, and the child will repeat it back to them so that they can hear, listen, and follow the instructions. Because many children get part the instruction and they take off and go do what they think, but I think that they will clearly understand that parents will take time to say the instruction, have the children repeat them back to them so they can follow through on them. Many children today have hearing problems because of the loud music they've heard in the womb when they were babies, and the loud music and the loud TVs, the loud everything is loud, 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 loud. So we pray, Lord God, for our children to be able to hear all the days of their lives. We rebuke that spirit of hearing problems, getting tubes in their ears because of different situations that came up. Help our children to have even more water, Lord God, not all that, those sweet drinks, Lord, because, Lord, it's affecting their health, and so it's affecting them being able to pay attention and listen. Many of them are distracted because they got so much sugar, they just hyped up and they can't pay attention. So, Father, we thank you that our children will be able to hear, listen, and follow instructions in Jesus' name. Whether it's at home, at school, or wherever they go, they will be able to hear the instruction, listen, and follow through on their instructions that they receive in the name of Jesus. Amen. Just in that, would you pray for the release of kidnapped children? The release of kidnapped children.
Father God, we just thank you today, Lord God, and we thank you for sparing the lives of the children that have been kidnapped. And, Father, as we pray for their release, Lord God, a safe release, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, whatever reason they were kidnapped, whether for sexual trafficking or what, Father, money, whatever reason, God, we ask, Lord God, for your mercy and grace to abound toward them in the name of Jesus. We pray that you make a way of escape for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray that the kidnapper, Lord God, that they would be convicted, and, Father, that they would not be able to rest or sleep. We pray that that you would just hover over them, God, that they would know that the eyes of the Lord are upon them, God. And, Father, that with that it would convict so much that they would be willing to say, I don't want to do this. Let the children go, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we know that some of the kids are treated, they are treated brutally, Lord God, during this time. But, God, we just pray, oh, God, that you would keep them safe, Father, before you, as you release them, God, Father, with proper clothes and food and shelter, Lord God. But, Father, we just pray for a change of heart for anybody that would want to victimize children and earn money, Lord God, because of greed. And so we pray that that spirit be broken over those people that would be involved in that kind of activity, and, God, that they would know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. We pray for their salvation in the name of Jesus. And for the children, Lord God, oh, Father, we just pray, Lord God, if they're old enough to be in school or whatever, God, that you would make a way that they can get out, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and that they're being hidden. God, we pray that it would be exposed through someone going to the home or whatever, God, We just ask you, Lord God, to make a way of escape for the kidnapped children in the name of Jesus. We pray that you let your blood cover them, Father. Father, let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them, Father. And, Father, even with their emotions, Lord God, through that trauma of being kidnapped, God, we pray for healing of their minds and their spirits, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we just ask you, Lord God, that there be stricter punishment for people that would kidnap children, and, Father, that that would be a deterrent to people kidnapping them, Lord God, that they would get steep, steep sentences in jail, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you for the children, Lord God. We ask you, Father, let them live and not die, oh God, that they can declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. So we cover them with the blood, Father, and we ask you, Lord God, to let your angels encamp around about them. We ask you, Father, make a way of escape. We know that you're able to make a way of escape. So we ask you, Lord God, to help them to escape safely in the name of Jesus, Father. We just ask that the police department, God, that they have strategies that would address such issues. Father, strategies that they would be able to try to locate the children, Father. We just ask you, Lord God, to help us to overcome this situation throughout the world. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Lanny, would you pray for the children and their families in Ukraine to be safe?
To be safe, yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that because of the work of Jesus Christ at Calvary, those of us who are believers, we are in your safety and covered by the blood of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray now as intercessors for the children of Ukraine that the tension of what's happening there with them, the sounds they hear, the feelings they feel, and actually what may be almost on their bodies, what's around them in their environment. God, we pray for that, for your peace to begin to circumference them in Jesus' name. God, we pray for angelic intervention. Children, I know, Father, you have a special love for children and seniors because their defenses are not always their own, and they need a special attention. So we come in the name of Jesus asking for divine intervention for these children. God, we pray for the right kind of adults to be around them, that they would take the assignment of doing all they can in their natural to put them in safe areas. And then we pray, God, for those who know you and name you as Christ, that they would plead the blood of Jesus over them, speak it in their presence, even teach them to understand who you are. Teach them and guide them to salvation so they can have their own salvation story. And they begin to trust you for their safety coming out of their own mouth. They can begin to speak it in Jesus' name. God, we pray now for those who are doing the attacking. Intervene, Father, and cause their minds to change. Cause them to stay back their hands. Hold back that darkness so that the children will find their way to safety, and also adults who are caring for them. We ask God for you to, we know that your will, your word, and your way are already being established. We don't know all the in-between. We don't know all the logistics. We don't know what the beginning, the ending of. We know, Father, that you are the Lord, and you are in control. And even though things look bad in the natural, God, you can take that and put your super on it and render the enemy void of his ability to cause harm. We speak to every satanic attack on the children. We speak to it right now in the name of Jesus that all of the forces of hell that have come up against them through words, through the bombs and the shooting, the touch, the abusive touching, all the things that have been done to them to try to destroy them and to break their hearts and break their spirits. God, we come against all of that in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father, that you have already established a time, and you have set fetish away, and we agree with you, God. We ask for divine intervention in Jesus' name. We ask for your will to be done. But most of all, we ask, God, that your way, you said, Father, that you are the way, the truth, and the light. Let light come to them that they can see their way clear to a better time and a better place of safety in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for your intervention right now. We thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayer in the name of Jesus. We pray for the calmness of the children's minds. We pray for the calmness of their hearts and their spirits, and that you're protecting them even right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for their safety. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Linda, can you pray and thank God for the excellent health for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere, and baby Jevin?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that the veil was rented that we might have access to your court humbly. We come before you in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we lift up those four babies. Father, we thank you. You said in all things give thanks. We thank you for their excellent health, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that when the doctors shake their heads and walk out, we thank you, Lord God, that you have already, the calls have already been completed. We thank you for those babies, Father, because you created them. You know even when the doctors and nurses and the parents walk out, the Holy Spirit is forever there. Your presence never leaves them, Father. We thank you for the comfort that you soothe them with. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that rests upon them, in them, Father. To every man you've given a measure of yourself. Thank you, Lord. And we pray right now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who knoweth all and who died upon the cross for our sins and took our diseases and our sicknesses upon him. I thank you, Lord, that we can even stand in the gap for those babies. Father God, let them rest peacefully in you, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, you have extended your grace upon them. You have placed your hand upon them, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you that our prayers have been heard and completed, answered in the name of Jesus before we even spoke a word. So we thank you for that today, Father God. You are God that never leaves us or forsakes us, God. No matter how young we are, how old we are, you are there, Father God, all the time. So we acknowledge your presence with them and upon them even now. And we give your name the glory, and we give your name the thanks. We thank you. We thank you, Father. You deserve, you have blessed, super blessed us, super blessed those babies, Lord God, as the prayers go up for them continuously. And we thank you now for rendering, Lord God, your healing power upon them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Mother Fanny, could you pray for children, parents, to teach them, you know, to wash dishes, cook, all those different things?
Well, I'm glad to hear you.
Could you pray for parents to teach their children chores in the home, to wash dishes, to clean up, to, you know, rake the yard?
Oh, yeah. Come, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, please teach your children how to clean up when they come from school, how to do the things they're supposed to do around the house, in the house, out of the house, anything they see need to be taken care of. Don't let the mom have to tell them to do it. Let them volunteer and do it. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to teach them and show them and learn them the way and what to do and how to do. In the name of Jesus, teach them and teach them and teach them and learn them and learn them. Let it really sink in, Father. For the parable has to be telling them everything they do. Ever treat whatever needs to be done inside the house, outside the house, need to be done. Help them do it in the name of Jesus. Have mercy. Those of that kids be hard headed and not obey their parents and not do what they do what the parents tell them to do. Help them to be obedient and be nice and sweet and kind to their parents and do what they tell them to do. If they can have one parent, they will never have another parent in the name of Jesus. Help them to know that in the name of Jesus. That's why they should be grateful and thankful for the parents and do what the parents told them to do. Love their parents in the name of Jesus. I ask you to love them that way. Teach them that way, that they will do whatever that has to be done in the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask you, Lord, keep your hands around them. Take them from any hurt, harm, or danger that come after them in any kind of way. In the name of Jesus, cover them in the blood, because nothing but the blood of Jesus will save them and lead them on to the end. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, children, all over the world, in every corner of the four parts of the world, four corners of the world. Take care of and bless them. Keep them from anything that's going to come against them and harm them in any kind of way. In the name of Jesus, and keep them from danger. In the name of Jesus, make Satan the devil bag off, for he can't come against them and hurt them in no kind of way. Because God, you is on their side. You talking to them and you telling them what to do and not and what not to do. So keep your hands around it. Bless them, God, I've been coming in. Hold in the palm of your hand. Lord, no let go of the children. All over the world, children need you. And we all need you. Every family, every home needs you, Father God. So help us all do our job, what God wants us to do, and be obedient to his word. He will never leave us or neither forsake us. He never of all time. And he will take care of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Vivian, would you pray that parents would teach their children the value of money and how to save? Vivian.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord God, Father God, we pray in that parents will teach their children how to be good stewards over their money. God, you had it in your word, God, how some give up their talents and some hid them. So, Father, we pray, oh God, that our children will be taught how to prepare for their future, how to put money in the bank and not spend everything that they get their hands on, not just use it unwisely but wisely. Oh, Father God, that they don't go out there and use it on drugs and alcohol, oh God, and cigarettes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But they will, oh God, lay aside every weight that so try to easily beset them, oh God, or in the name of anything that will try to cause them to, oh God, Father God, fall from grace, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are praying, oh God, that parent will teach their children the value of having be ready to provide for their family, especially the young men, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're praying, oh God, for wisdom and knowledge in our children, God, that they'll be ready for the future. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, that when they have worked and retired, Father God, they have planned for that retirement time, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that they will be taught that whatever they put their hands to do, God, let it be done all to the glory of you, God. Lord, put you first in everything that they do, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm praying, Father God, that, oh God, parent, oh God, will value their children and lives in the place, oh God, that they want to see them prosper and be in good health, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I am praying right now, Lord God, oh Father God, for that one, oh Father God, that even have made it and fall by taking bribes and gambling off everything. We curse these spirits, oh God, that comes upon our children, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, that they will not take bribes. They will not be gamblers. They will not be, oh Father God, oh God, things of this world is pull them from, oh God, being what you have called them to be. Because you have established their going, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You know that uprising and they're sitting down, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that that was a successful father, that that son will follow in the footsteps of his father. I pray if that was a good praying mother, that daughter will follow in the footsteps of her mother. I'm praying, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh Father God, that our children, oh God, Father God, oh Father God, if they didn't have godly parents, God, they see others, oh God, that have walked in the footsteps of Jesus, oh God, Father God, they will decide to be like them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and say, I want to be like my friend's dad, I want to be like my friend's mother. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord, they will strive, oh God, to be, oh God, what you have called them to be, because the word of God has been spoken into them. They have seen, they have known, oh God, the path of righteousness now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, that they will fulfill the plan and the purpose that is planned for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Ah, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for siblings having good relationships with each other. Sisters and brothers, getting along. And Father, even as they see their parents' example, getting along with each other, discussing rather than arguing and fussing, because sometimes we all have a difference of opinion. But they would agree to differ in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray that the children would not argue with their sisters or brothers, but they would be, fair. They would accept each other's, opinions because they're different and not argue with each other, not fuss with each other, not have nasty attitudes with each other because their brother, their sister did not agree with them. Father, we are thanking you for children getting along at home and even at school. They would learn how to get along with their classmates because they learned at home how to have a good relationship, not to fuss and fight over food or over clothes or over, what they're going to watch on TV or what they're going to, where they're going to play or whatever the situation may be. We pray for peace in the home, good understanding among sisters and brothers, and acceptance of one another. In the name of Jesus, that parents will find good strategies. When the brothers are arguing with each other, they would listen to both sides and not take sides, but say, listen, your brother has a right to his opinion. Your brother has a right to his opinion. Your sister has a right to her opinion. So, Lord, I thank you. Their parents would teach them to understand that it's not always their way, but it's another way, and they can both hear each other's side and agree. And even if they only have one ball, they would say, okay, for 10 minutes you play with the ball, the next 10 minutes you play with the ball, but they were not allowed to be fussing and arguing. Some parents think that it's funny when their children are not getting along, they're fussing with each other. But later on in life, they become estranged with each other because they never learned how to get along as young children. So I thank you, Lord God, that they would teach their children to hug one another, to forgive one another, to be understanding and tolerant of each other. The Bible says, one of the fruits of the Spirit is, a tolerance of one another, understanding of each other. So I thank you, Lord God, that our children would be taught how to love rather than fight each other. In Jesus' name, amen. Sister Nett, would you pray against anxiety attacks coming on our children? Anxiety attacks coming on our children.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love and praise, we bless and honor you today, Lord God. And Father, it's been so much going on in the world that that things have been shaken, Father, that which remained will last, Lord. So we ask you, Lord God, to heal the children's hearts and minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Heal them, Lord God, to know that you will never leave them, never forsake them, that you love them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And so we bind the spirit of anxiety, Father, trouble hearts. Father, we bind that spirit in the name of Jesus, and we curse the seed and root of it in the name of Jesus. Father, and as we bind that, Father, we just loose your peace, Lord God, in the children, Lord God. Peace, Lord God, that you will take care of them, that you will provide for them so that their parents are able to meet their needs. And God, we know that many have been traumatized because of COVID. But, oh, God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal them, their spirits, their minds, Lord God, Father, that everything will be well with them in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray that you deal with their hearts and minds. They're never too young. And so, Father, we ask you to deal with their hearts and their minds. Lord God, Father, we pray that you would give them a heart of flesh, Lord God. And, Father, that they would be able to trust their parents as well as others, Lord, that they're going to have their needs met, food and clothing and shelter, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the basic needs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray, oh, God, against evil inventions and stuff and all of these worldly things going on and TikTok and the television and everything else that would try to instill fear and anxiety in society. Father, we come against the spirit of fear, Lord God, that is trying to rule and reign, Lord God, that would cause anxiety, oh God, and even panic attacks. But Father, we pray, Lord God, that those are promoting that, using those tactics, Father, to bring people into subjection to the way they think or what they want them to do. God, we pray that you convict them. We pray that you save them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the children, Lord God. Father, let them know, Father, that give them the assurance, blessed assurance, oh, God, that everything will be all right, Father. Make a way, Lord God. Father, let there be food on the table. Let them have a roof over their head. God, let community resources be available, even the people, the food banks and stuff where they're feeding the people. God, we need resources to help because money answereth all things. And God, we know that some of it is because they are afraid that they're not going to have a place to stay, a place to eat, food to eat or anything, or shoes and stuff to wear. But we pray that the community would rise up to help meet the needs, God, to help, Father, that those children would not have to worry. And so we curse that spirit of worry, Lord God, Father, and anxiety, Father, and all of those demonic forces attached to them, Father, every spirit that is attached to anxiety and worry and fear, we curse it right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We send it back to the pits of hell from whence it came. And, Father, we just thank you, Father, that you said that you are our shepherd. And, God, we pray even with that, that the children would be taught, Father, that you are their shepherd and that they shall not want, Lord God, that you will make a way in the name of Jesus. Teach them to have faith in you, Lord God. And we do pray for their salvation. We pray for their mindset, Lord God. We pray that you regulate their minds, oh God. And we pray that they be taught of the Lord, Father. Great is the peace of those that are taught of the Lord. So we pray, Lord God, of the harvest, that you send forth laborers across their path, and, Father, that you would teach them to love you, to trust you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Lanny, could you pray for the rejection in the home, and in the school, making the children think there's something wrong with them, making them think that, you know, they come against that evil spirit that says, if you're a boy, you could become a girl. If you're a girl, you could become a boy.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up our precious children, your children, God. We lift them up to your Father. We know that they're facing difficult times, and there's a lot of misinformation out there. And, Father, we know that in order for them to get the right messages, they need the right messengers. So, Father, we stand in the gap right now and pray for protection for them from hearing the wrong thing, from receiving the wrong things, and then acting it out with their behavior. Things such as just knowing their worth. And sometimes they try to find their worth trying to identify with certain kinds of groups, gay and lesbian groups and other kinds of groups, gangs, and just anybody to say this is my family so they can feel a sense of belonging. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for these children right now. Father, we pray for forgiveness for their parents who misappropriated in some way they did to contribute to these errors of them learning the wrong things. We ask, Father, for clarity with their teachers, with their parents and preachers and community workers, wherever they go, that you'll place the right instructors with them so they can get the right information in Jesus' name. We bind every satanic attack against them. We know, God, it's a battle of the spirit realm. So we take authority right now in the name of Jesus. We know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. God, we ask for divine intervention. We ask for you to send some warfare people in their presence to begin to war for them as we war for them in prayer now, that they will have someone present with them that will tell them who they really are. And they will understand that they've been purposed by God, and God has given them his word of promise to them. He'll be with them, and he will be the Lord in their life if they give their lives to him. God, we pray for counselors and other people, particular teachers who have daily access to the children, that they will find a way somehow to begin to write into what they're doing every day some components where they can talk about how the children can know who they are, how the children can appreciate who they are, and they will come up with ways to show them their value. So they won't need all these artificial sweeteners. They won't need all these artificial families, these wannabe groups that suck all the life out of them. We pray, God, that you will put your life into them. We plead the blood of Jesus over them now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Warring angels, take your place and fight for these children. In Jesus' name, we ask, God, for, again, divine intervention, Father, that you will set the right people in their places. And again, Father, we pray that their heart, soul, mind, and body will be surrendered to you, and salvation will come, and from there they can build and know who they really are. And if they've been led the wrong way, God, we pray that they will get the right information and repent and change in Jesus' name. We just thank you, Father, for you being God, because ultimately we know, God, you know what they're doing, you know where they are, you know how they got to where they're being. So we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, for divine intervention, that you will send the right people to them, the right ministers, the right teachers and messages. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, and amen.
Amen. Thank you. It's almost time to close out, so we got one more prayer target, and then I'm going to ask Brother James if he would close us out in prayer. Sister Linda, would you pray against wastefulness of food? People are throwing lots and lots of food away, and they got people on the street that are hungry. Pray against the spirit of wastefulness.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, your ears are not so heavy, God, that you cannot hear our prayers today, Father. And, Father, we bring up before you this petition, Lord God, a waste, Father, in the name of Jesus, where people are negligent, where they don't think about others, Lord God, that are in other nations, and not only in other nations, but right here in America, people that are on the street because they have no food, people that are on every corner in every store, standing on the sidewalk begging for money so that they can get food, women and men walking with signs, Lord God, on the streets asking for food, for money, for food, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, wasting is not what you design for the body of Christ. Even, Lord God, when we have food, Lord God, that we don't want to eat, let us be mindful, Lord God, that there are so many people over in other nations, over in other countries, over in continents, Lord, with flies going around their mouth, Lord God, where they have nothing but water, have to eat, Lord God, mud pies, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, Father. So we pray that we will always be mindful and teach our children to be mindful, Father. When we were growing, when I was growing up, I couldn't leave the table unless I finished the food that was on my plate. And if I didn't want to eat it, I was not allowed to throw it in trash. You stay there. And if it take you 2 hours to eat it, if you vomit it up, I'm going to still make you eat that food that's on your plate. So we pray, Father, that people would be mindful and that they would know, Lord God, that there are so many people out there that only wish that they had what we have, Father God, going to bed hungry, stomach aches, Lord God, and you can see their bones because they have a lack of food. But yet, even when you go to Popeyes or you go, Lord God, to churches or you go to Kentucky, Lord God, fried chicken, Lord God, things that they don't serve or sell during the day, they take it and throw it in the trash at night. They won't even give it to the employees, Father God. And that's not good. And that's unrighteous. It's not holy. And you see all those things, Lord God, in America and all other places that do that. Each home, Lord God, will have to give an account of that. So, Father, we want to walk in righteousness. We want to walk mindful to what you have put up on this earth for us, that we won't take anything for granted, food, water, clothes, whatever it might be. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, touch hearts, that they will remember, Father God, when they didn't have. Father, in Jesus' name, we just honor you for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Brother James, would you close us out in prayer, please? Thank you.
Father, in Jesus' name, Father, we just thank you right now for answered prayers. And Father, I just, Lord God, as we lift up those right now, Lord God, that didn't count it robbery, to get back on you on today, that are praying and interceding on those on the behalf that's in need, Lord God. And we just thank you for answered prayers. We thank you right now, Lord God, there's already a shifting in the atmosphere, Lord God. You're causing a greater stirring right now, Lord God, even in the belly of the people right now, Lord God. These intercessors, these prayer warriors right now, these gatekeepers and those right now, Lord God, that, Lord God, they're standing on the wall with a sword and Lord God, even the word right now, Lord God, and their weapon in their hand right now, Lord God. Father, I just ask right now, Lord God, you continue to touch the lips and the tongues of the people right now, Lord God, that your word continue to be like fire. Your people will be like wood. It will cause a consuming fire right now, Lord God, that change will occur. I thank you for these atmosphere changes right now, Lord God. And Father, as we pray, as we lift up every youth right now, Lord God, Father, as worldwide right now, Lord God, and we just come up against every wicked and every witch right now, Lord God. And Father, these things will try to cause child sacrifices right now, Lord God, abductions. And Father, even Lord God, they will try to cause them right now, Lord God, to be molested, the blood of Jesus against it right now, that you are causing a way of escape already in advance. We speak those things that beat out as though they are. We pray that your protection on, that you will keep them, Lord God. Father, allow them, Lord God, to rest in the things of you right now, Lord God. They will dream dreams and see visions right now, Lord God. We come up against, Lord, every spirit of a boogeyman right now. And that thing right now, Lord God, will try to cause fear, oh God, that come upon them. Father, we just pray our love power of a sound mind that you will keep them in all their ways right now, Lord God. Father, allow them not to cast out their prayer with their confidence right now, Lord God, but they'll be mature in their confidence, and Lord God, and be encouraged in their confidence. They'll have faith in their confidence. They have confidence in their confidence. Allow them to be bold in their confidence, Lord God, that they dwell together in unity right now, Lord God. Allow them to laugh together and they'll cry together. They'll build together. They'll grow together. They'll have faith together. Let them pray together, Lord God. Allow them to play together, Lord God. And Father, right now, I thank you right now that none will be left behind. And Father, anything right now, Lord God, that is not of you, that thing that will try to attach itself from following the blood of Jesus against it right now, we come up against every spirit of the identity disorder. And that thing right now that's so easily beset them right now, Lord, clothes are shifting right now, Lord God. Father, allow them right now, Lord God, to develop and grow, Lord God, and build stronger relationships and friendships right now, Lord God. Father, hallelujah, and anything that will try to cause a division, separation, that thing right now, Lord God, it will cause a distance. Father, anything that's coming through manipulation and domination, Lord, we come up against every spirit of oppression and depression. That thing right now, Lord God, that will so easily beset them and cause any weight. Father, loneliness and bitterness right now, Lord God, rejection and hurt, we come up against it right now, the blood of Jesus against it right now. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, they'll be free to praise you. They'll lift you up right now, Lord God, that none should be left behind. Father, we come up against right now, Lord God, every spermity, that thing that comes through generations, anything that comes through relational, the blood is used against it right now. And Father, we thank you right now for the victory. We come up against right now, Lord God. Father, hallelujah, Lord God, every the spirit of retaliation and backlashing and the backbiting spirit, Lord God, the spirit of hindrance and anything right now, Lord God, that we're trying to come up against the prayers that's already been going forth. Father, we come together in victory. Father, hallelujah, and we thank you right now. Father, and we lift you up right now, Lord God. We thank you for this hour, Lord God. Our power praying right now, Lord God, that the gates of hell should not prevail. And Father, we are victorious. We pray right now, Lord God, a fortified fence around our borders and our coast, our neighborhoods, our communities right now, Lord God, our schools, Lord God, our homes and our ministries and our churches. We pray, Lord God, a fortified fence around one another, Lord God, that Father, hallelujah, we are our brothers and our sisters' keeper. So we thank you right now for the victory, and I declare by faith, Father, that it is already done, and it is so in Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen.
Amen. I thank you all so much. God loves you so much. We love you too. Have an awesome, awesome week. And don't forget, praise the Lord like you never have before. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye. Amen. Bye-bye. Amen. Amen.
Love you too.
Amen. Thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you. What's the matter? What a fool.